It's fair to say that I don't know a lot of things, and one of the things that I know the least about is money.
Yeah, you're terrible with that.
I am so bad at how do you make it? What do you do with it? Luckily, we have set up a service which allows you to help us get the resources we need to run the show without having to know about things like advertising and ROI and quarterly reports.
Oh, I just fell asleep listening to you.
I don't even know what money is. Hey, but like, listen, you get stuff out of it too, like bonus episodes, early episodes, and monthly patron hangouts. So if you want a little something and you want to help us be idiots professionally for a little bit longer, patreon.com/wehaveconcerns. Chiropractic medicine works.
I'm the canary in the chiropractor's office.
This is We Have Concerns. Hi, Jeff Cannata.
Hi, Anthony Carboni.
Hello, concerned citizens.
Oh, boy, I'm excited about this story.
Lay it on me, dog.
This was sent to us from David, who lives in London. David sent us a story at wehaveconcernsshow@gmail.com. Could have also sent it to our subreddit, which is wehaveconcerns.reddit.com. This is the story of a man named Robert Fidler, who lives in Surrey, which is in the UK, in the Salfords in Surrey. It's a green belt. It's farming town, farming country. He decided he wanted to live in a castle.
So sure, me too.
Yeah. Well, we've all had that thought.
Yeah.
Difference between us
and
Robert.
Why am I not in a castle right now, I sometimes say to myself.
The difference between us and Robert is that he acted on that impulse. And he built himself a castle. The only problem is he didn't ask anybody if he could. And the farmland that he built it on, which he owns, is not permitted for castles. He can't legally make one.
Yo, stop, halt, right there.
Okay.
Castle permit. A permit. He didn't have the permit for a castle.
Right?
Castle permit is a thing. Can we just stop and just focus on that?
Well, that's what happens when you live in Britain. You have castle permits.
Like jousting licenses.
Yeah. Sword and board boards, you know.
Excuse me, do you have the appropriate paperwork to eat giant turkey legs and dip your hand into wax?
No, it's all right here. It's right here in my satchel.
Do you have a permit for that satchel?
No, I do not.
I love that. It's like, I'm going to build this castle. Castle permitry be damned.
Yeah. He didn't care. But you know what? He also knew that he wasn't supposed to.
So he knew that there were castle permits.
He knew there were. He wasn't going to actually pay the money.
Is this taught in public schools in the UK?
You
is
can't
this
graduate
like,
from the sixth grade without knowing
yeah, you
a
take
lot
like
about
local
castle
government.
Permits.
You take civics.
Yeah. And take castle tree.
So there are two houses in the parliament. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, most of the daily goings on in Parliament are related to castles and castle permits.
Yeah.
So we're going to dive a little bit into that. So everybody turn to Unit 6.
I have a question.
Yes.
If I wanted to build a castle, do I need to fill out Form 17B and 17C?
Well, that's a great question, Pollyanna, and I'll tell you. The answer is 17B is always required. 17C is required for castles with moats. Any other questions?
What if my...
Johnny, every week you ask me this. Doesn't matter why I'm American.
All right, Yank.
All right, fine. Thank you.
No, so he knew he wasn't supposed to have a castle. So you know what he did?
What did he do?
He hid it. I know what you
like
think.
Alec Baldwin in The Shadow.
Yes.
Like
kids ask your parents. Like, by the way, superhero
like
movies.
Like Shuan Khan in The Shadow, who he hides the entire building from everybody's consciousness.
You're literally
the power of his mind.
This is maybe the proto superhero movie. This was a superhero movie before anybody made superhero movies. This predates Tim Burton Batman, doesn't it?
No.
Doesn't it?
No. Batman, Dick Tracy, The Shadow.
Shadow was third.
The Shadow and The Phantom were right around the same
Dick
time.
Dick Tracy, very underrated, in
yes.
my opinion.
Underrated. The Phantom, exactly rated.
Not good.
100% rated.
Not good. Weird, they like messed with his nose in the Phantom thing. Like he made him a big nose to make him look more like the drawing.
Oh, that's because he he bends people's minds so they don't know what his real face looks like when he's the Shadow.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, that makes more sense.
Yeah, they never actually explain that.
Well, this guy,
Welcome
Robert
to
Fiddler.
Our Shadow fan cast.
Yeah, no kidding. Kids, really, ask your grandparents. This is not that. He didn't bend anybody's mind.
Can I just, I'm so sorry.
Go ahead.
The dagger in the Shadow. There's a magical dagger in the Shadow.
I saw that movie when it came out in what, 1989?
Okay. 90? Shut up.
I haven't
seen
it
since.
Shut
up and listen.
Go ahead.
The dagger in the Shadow is exactly the same as that dagger from Uncharted. Anyway, go on.
Is it
it's
for
like,
real?
It's like exactly the same dagger. I don't know if it's purposefully or if they're both based on a specific historic dagger, but they're exactly the same. Go on.
All right.
Kids, watch the Shadow.
That has been our Shadow / Dagger podcast. Dagger Facts with Anthony Carboni.
I may have more Shadow Facts later, but I'm holding my hand over.
All right. So here's what this guy did. He used a much less mystical way to hide his castle. He did what any proper farmer who's trying to hide something does.
He created an invisibility cloak which bends gravity.
No, I don't.
Gravitational waves. It uses gravitational waves to bend light around the castle.
I don't think you know what farmers do.
They're white coats and weird goggles.
No.
Big gloves.
Thinking of scientists.
Okay, go on.
He did what any farmer would do.
And then a scientist is 10-gallon hat.
No, that's
and a horse.
That's a cowboy.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. All right, go on.
Farmer. What
yeah.
a farmer would
farmer,
do.
Farmer, big
what,
red nose.
No, I think you're thinking
children's birthday party.
You're thinking mass murderer.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
That was John Wayne Gacy. Go on.
So he did what any farmer would do. He covered it in hay.
Boy, I really wish it had been those gravitational waves.
Yeah, I think that probably would have worked better because literally there's a picture of a giant castle with just hay bales covering it completely. It is the biggest mound of hay bales you've ever seen in your life. And he's like, no one will notice this. I'll just have the hay bales here.
Now, two questions unrelated to the accent you just did. The two questions that I have are, number one, why would you build a castle if you know you're going to have to hide it and you can't show people the majesty of your fucking castle? And then number two, fucking hay bales, dude. Like,
yeah.
Why not do a better job? You took the time to build a castle.
Right.
You can't take the time to properly hide that castle.
Here's I'm so glad you asked these two questions. I'm going to answer the first one first with another question because I pondered and pondered and pondered this. Why would anybody want to build a castle and then hide it? And the only thing I could come up with, Anthony,
is he's the king of Atlantis.
He's a vampire.
Shit, that's worse.
He's a vampire, right? Vampire needs to have a castle to live in, mm-hmm. right? It doesn't matter if it's covered in hay because he wants to keep the light out anyway.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
He's going to build his castle because he's a vampire who's been alive since the 1200s. He needs to live in a castle.
That's why he knows so much about castle permits. They were still relevant when he was a young man.
Exactly. He built it all during the night when no one would see him. That's when he's at his most productive. Mm-hmm. And then during the day, he's inside and the hay bales block out the sun. It all makes sense. He has to live in a castle. You know vampires
this
love
is,
castles.
This is Occam's razor.
Yes.
That's all I'm saying.
The simplest solution.
Yeah. So I guess my question is, what is the Surrey Council doing about this vampire infestation?
Yeah, well, they're telling him he has to knock down his castle, which
is the source of his power.
Source of his power, but still, you don't want to anger the vampire. I think that's a bad choice.
You can anger him during the day, like if they came by during the day and they were like, "Dude, you gotta get rid of the castle."
He's just not gonna answer the door during the day.
Depends on what kind of vampire he is and what kind of vampire lore we're believing.
Hmm.
You know, is he like Gary Oldman and Dracula?
We can hang out in the light for a little while.
He can hang out a little while, but he's like, whatever that voice was that Gary Oldman did as Dracula.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
Yeah. Thanks. So this is the good voice episode, by the way.
So
you come by during the day, you go, dude, is Vlad Farmington here? Because we've got a message for him.
There's no Vlad Farmington here. Come on, man. It's good voice day.
That's good voice day.
My best Dracula.
If you go by during the day and you tell him. So, man, this is so fucked up.
So here's what they told him. He's going to knock it down or he's going to jail for 3 months.
is there a double jeopardy thing where once he gets out, they can't put him in jail for the castle again?
Just rebuild the castle?
Not rebuild. Don't
not
tear it down.
Not tear it down.
If they're putting him in jail for having a castle,
yeah,
and they can only do it once.
That's a good point.
Or is
if
this
it's like
a
3 month jail time and you come out and you're like, well, I served my time and I get to live in my castle.
That's like if you go to jail for robbing a bank and you rob the same bank, they when you get out, they can't send you to jail again.
I don't think that's true.
That's double jeopardy.
I don't think that's true.
That's exactly how it works.
Double jeopardy is where you get to wager as much of your winnings as you want.
No, my lawyer told me about double jeopardy. My lawyer is the guy in the top hat, mm-hmm, white gloves,
yeah. I think
pulls endless scarves
a magician
out of his...
Yeah, no, that's a magician.
So a magician then,
mm-hmm, yeah,
apron,
mm-hmm,
young guy,
yeah,
puts my groceries in a bag.
You're thinking of a grocer. A grocer.
I'm
like
sorry.
Like a cashier. Some sort of grocer.
Huh.
Like a grocer.
Then what's double jeopardy?
You're thinking of a grocer. Some sort of grocer.
Tommy Lee Jones?
Tommy Lee Jones is double jeopardy.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Got it. Kids, ask your parents. So what did he say? Did he say, I'll go to prison?
No, he said he's going to tear it down.
Fuck that.
I know.
I would not bend to the...
You know why? Because you can't be in prison as a vampire because maybe there's some sunlight that leaks in or something. Maybe.
Oh,
I don't know.
Like that X-Files episode where the vampire's trapped in the room and there's like there's the shaft of light that's moving closer and closer to the vampire.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then he's terrified. Oh, I forgot to tell you the other piece of evidence that makes me think he's a vampire.
Oh, go ahead.
Mr. Fiddler told the High Court he could not demolish the castle as there were bats living there. And I think that was...
That's basically him letting the council know without letting the council know.
There's wink, wink, bats living
there.
Like,
maybe you don't want me to tear this down. Maybe you don't want to tell me anything
exactly,
ever because of my dark power.
You don't want me to unleash the bats, wink, wink.
Unleash the Bats, phenomenal Cisco record.
Yeah, really, really good.
I'll tell you who I would not bow to under any circumstances. The fucking city council of Surrey.
You don't think they have much power?
Let me tell you something. If I've built a fucking castle in Surrey and you haven't noticed and you come knocking on my door and you're like, oi, mate, tear down your bleeding castle. Like, fuck you.
Yeah.
Fuck you and your shitty accent.
Yeah,
where
you did
that
not,
accent even
by
come
the way,
from?
That sounds super fake. That,
yeah.
That guy that works at the Surrey
High Court.
Fuck
that guy. I don't even think he's from Surrey.
That guy doesn't sound anything like
that shithead.
Surrey.
You have no jurisdiction here, wherever you're from. Absolutely not. If I built a castle, that's my castle. And if you want to find me, that's cool. If you want to take me to court over it, that's cool. I own the land. And it's not my main dwelling, right? Like, I don't live in it.
Right.
Like,
you live in the caves above, on the top of the hill.
Yeah. Hang upside down.
Yes.
If I don't live in it, if I'm a farmer, you know what I do? The city council comes knocking on my door, or the cops or bobbies or mounties or whatever the fuck they have over there comes knocking on my door. I just go, oh no, that's my shed. I keep farm shit in it.
Yeah.
It's not a functioning living quarters. It's just a place where I keep shit. I built a fun shed. Fuck off.
A fun shed.
Yeah, it's a fun shed.
I think you gotta have a permit for a fun shed.
And if you hear the screaming, tormented wails of maybe lost souls or virgins.
Yeah, that's just the thousands of bats that reside in my fun shed.
That I keep next to the rototiller.
Yeah.
That's the thing is like, are you living in this castle? No, it's not even a castle. It's a storage space.
Well, actually, the two turrets are actual silos that he can keep grain in.
It's a grain silo. I'm allowed to have a grain silo. I'm a farmer.
Well, not according to the High Court of Surrey.
Oh, the High Court of Surrey is like two dudes that they like make leave a antique store. In the middle of their shift or some shit. I don't know anything about Surrey. I don't mean to be screaming at Surrey, but I just think like if somebody took the time and diligence to build their own castle on their own land, go to hell.
I just don't understand how like this giant three-story pile of hay, it is a massive three-story high
Just some Inspector Clouseau level shit. You guys didn't see it happening. If you're that blind to what's going on, you don't get to come to my door when it's over.
Oi, he sure is piling the hay pretty high there, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, he sure is, he said in a in a normal voice.
Oh, yeah. I'm so glad you quit your job as a as a teacher at that school and came over here.
Yeah, yeah, I had to get out of the city. I just got tired of people persecuting me for being foreign. You know, I'm allowed to be an Anglophile. That's a thing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's right.
If I like,
it's your role.
If I like Doctor Who and Catastrophe and all the other great stuff from BBC America, like, and BBC Worldwide, it's like, and I want to move here because of that, that's fine. I don't have to have an accent.
And it, ironically, it was that exact moment when 450 pounds of hay fell on that man, crushing him forever.
Hay and bat guano.
I am in favor of this. I love the moxie and initiative that Robert Fidler took in building his own castle, even if he is a vampire.
The thing is, every time somebody has done something like this in the States that I can think of and has actually like muscled through, we've gotten some really amazing stuff. There's a House on the Rock, which is now a big tourist attraction. It was also in American Gods as like the center of like spiritual energy, but it's real.
Yeah.
You know, or that there's a guy who like out in wine country in Northern California built like his own castle out of bottles and stuff. The whole thing, the Salton Sea.
Right.
Like down a couple hours south of here is just this entire town that was just built on this land that
Shanty
nobody gave
town.
A shit about.
Yeah.
And it winds up being this beautiful stuff. The Heidelberg Project in Detroit was an entire like dilapidated neighborhood that they turned into an art project, and the city came to tear it down because they're like, you can't do this to the neighborhood. And people who lived in the neighborhood said, we only did it because you literally never noticed our neighborhood or helped us fix it.
Yeah.
And now you're here. Things like this are kind of cool, and they become like these really amazing art pieces.
Yeah.
Let this guy have his castle if he's not living in the castle.
I agree. There's some stupid stuff like that. I have a friend who sort of erected a garden in the backyard on this like hill behind it, where he lives here in Los Angeles. And the city came and said, you don't own that hill. That's actually public land. You have to remove your garden. And it was like a garden where he was, you know, growing fruits and vegetables.
You know what I say to that? I say, no, I don't. I just won't tend it anymore.
Yeah,
it's nature. And here you go.
They were doing nothing with it, and they wanted to just be weeds and crap. And he like made it look nice, and you know, tended it. And they're like, nope, you got to let it go back to being crappy looking because you don't own it. Weird, right?
Yeah, I think
also that guy's a vampire.
Sure. I mean, anybody who does anything with their land that's not sanctioned is a vampire.
That's the definition of vampire, because they wear like a little. A safety helmet and like a orange vest.
Yeah, vampire. Yeah,
vampire.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know. What do you guys think about this? Should this guy be allowed to keep his castle, or is he in the wrong? Maybe you think he should be allowed to keep his castle, but you also think he's in the wrong. That's fine, too.
Yeah.
That's fine, too. But that's some real Team Iron Man shit. You know, that's not Team Cap.
No.
That's very true.
Very true.
So anyway, let us know whether you think he should have his castle, and then hashtag that Team Cap or Team Iron Man so we see it.
Yeah, because there's no other hashtags of that, so we'd be able to see your comment specifically. That's
yeah,
really what
exactly. That's what we're looking for is Team Cap or Team Iron Man. We are good at the internet. I'm at A. Carboni.
And I'm at Jeff Cannata.
And hey, just a reminder, starting in May, we are starting video episodes, so if you want to see what it's like when we record, if you want to watch the little hand signals we give each other or weird pantomimes we do to let the other person know when we're doing a character.
Wait, we're supposed to do that?
Sometimes we do it. If you want to see all that stuff, it's going to be available to patrons first while we test out the video format, probably for, I would say, for probably the first month. So go to patreon.com/wehaveconcerns. Anybody who supports the show at $1 a month or above will get access to those video episodes. You'll also be helping us make the show. We don't get money for the show any other way.
That's correct. And it is through your generous donations. We really appreciate it. And we're excited to start those video episodes.
We love you.